Alright, no problem.
Oh, she's not. Do you know who, by any chance, took over her spot? Is this in charge of financing, the owner?
H0Co.
Yeah, is Richard in?
No, he's not in.
Is he gonna be back in later today, or?
No, he won't be in today.
Okay. Can I leave you with my info and have him give me a call whenever you run back into him today?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. My name is Patrick.
Mhm.
And then I'm calling with Cardiff.
Okay.
Number here is
858. Mhm.
252.
Mhm.
1481.
Okay.
And maybe a good time I could catch him this week, or is he kind of hit or miss?
He rarely even comes into the office, so it's, all I'll do is just forward numbers and names of people that have called, and if it's something really interesting that gets his goat, he will call back with it. Something that he doesn't need or a service he already has, he probably won't.
Okay, this is... Yeah, does he maybe have an email I could reach him at then? I know he's, probably never...
Yeah, you can send an email if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's Ace Sierra... at sbcglobal.net.
And then he checks that one too for you guys, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and then I know he's barely never in, but he's the the only one who does financing for you guys, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, maybe any big plans you might know of for the rest of the year? Anything, coming on for 2017?
I wish he would buy new equipment. I don't know if he's planning on it, but he really needs to. That's all I know. I just answer the phones here. I'm not even a driver, and I can tell you he needs new equipment.
Well, perfect. Why is that? Does he got some old stuff
because
he's working with?
Because the trucks are old and broken down, and he needs new trucks, otherwise they ain't going to show nothing.
Yeah, I mean...
They're old.
Yeah,
one of them has got to retire anyway because the state's saying that it's too old for their emission laws and this and that. So, he's got to do something.
So. Wow, so he's got trucks that are that old?
I don't know if he's got something in the works or not. He might. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask. Do you maybe know if he's going to bring any more on for the end of the year or anytime soon?
I honestly have no idea. I honestly don't know. I can't even venture a guess. I would hope so.
Yeah, before they break down and...
Right.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Already done breaking down, so you can't break down much more, otherwise you got to close the truck.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. How many trucks you guys got for the fleet?
There's a total of 5, plus his personal truck that he uses for business is 6, but that's new, but 5 that are here, 5 at the yard.
And they're all, getting pretty old, running up on the end of that timeline?
They're all old. 2 of the 5 are in decent shape, they still got some life left in them, but, and then the other 2 are just kind of older than the first 2, but... they got their own problems, and then the 5th one, the 98 Freightliner, that's the one that they need to have the engine replaced, or just get another truck.
Yeah, that's still almost 20 years old.
I know. It's a dinosaur. Like I said, I'm not even a driver, I can tell you it's a dinosaur. It's like, yeah.
What's the reasoning for that? Is he just kind of waiting, or does he kind of like them?
He likes them, like all business owners. We're not a big company, and he does fine. He does well, but he's not rolling in the millions and vacationing in Aruba. So he's trying to nickels and dimes and tries to save a dime and a penny, wherever he can, is at the expense eventually of what appears to be his equipment. So.
Yeah, and catches up too, and is gonna, affect the the rest of the situation.
Nothing else. Thank you for hearing me, because I don't even bother. I've seen my bits and pieces, but because I answer the phones and I'm not a driver, I don't know better. According to him. So.
Yeah, I was just gonna say he probably doesn't value your opinion too much, huh?
Old school, right? And I get it. It's all I'm not here to.
It's fine too. I understand.
He's a cool boss. I couldn't ask for much better, really.
Yeah. I understand completely. Okay. Do you know if he's those trucks that he did have too? Did he pay for them, with his own money, or did he finance those?
No, they were financed. I know for sure the four flatbeds were. And the other one, I think he bought. I don't know if he financed it or not. I know he bought it from a buddy of his. who I don't know if the buddy remained the legal owner while he was paying it off or what, or if a bank financed it. I don't know.
Was that his personal truck?
His personal truck is financed.
Okay, and did he bring that one on kind of soon, too, or recently?
It's a 2011 Dodge, but it doesn't get nowhere near the use and abuse of the ones here, so remain in the yard for the employees to drive.
Kind of gets himself the good one, and then...
Yeah, well, of course, you know. Yeah, he uses it to move around, like, fifth-wheel trailers and, you know, travel trailers and whatnot, his first one, so...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And you said he's I gotcha. You said he's barely in the office too, right?
He's very much involved in contact and, you know, by phone and whatnot. I mean, he definitely comes in on payday to pay us and like that. He'll drop in here and hit and miss, you know, throughout the 2 weeks in between. But it's rare. So. Yeah.
No, I gotcha.
Email's the best bet.
Cool. Yeah, well, we do the, the financing for the equipment, so if you ever get a chance to see him, be sure you have him give me a call. Maybe we can, you know, get you some better stuff to bring some more business in for you guys.
I'll mention something to the lead driver. He has better luck with getting through to him.
With his suggestions?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he definitely is going to talk to you, spending money that he doesn't want to.
yeah, definitely. We'll have him tell him and, forward along my message, and hopefully my email will go through to him and, you know, we'll be able to...
Okay, if you have any information on rates and all that stuff, I mean, that are current, obviously, as of, you know, current, I don't know those things change. If you can, you know, include that stuff just so he's got some, information and he doesn't say, oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I'll shoot him a general info on, you know, what we have, but as far as rates, you know, we have a bunch of different programs, so it really just depends.
Right.
He'd need to get back in contact with me for...
Exactly. Understandable for that one.
But for sure. All right, thanks for your help.
Okay, no problem. Take care.
Bye.